Silence by Suri Nagamma. Bhagavan always gave prominence to Mauna, silence. That is why several devotees regard him as an avatar of Sri Dakshinamurti. Gurustu Maunam Vyakhyanam Trishyastu Chinna Samsaya. The Guru taught through silence. The doubts of the disciples were dispelled. So goes the saying. When highly developed devotees come to Bhagavan for guidance, they get their doubts automatically cleared by merely sitting in Bhagavan's presence. In 1947, some devotees casually mentioned that representatives of an international radio company had come to record Bhagavan's voice. With a smile, Bhagavan said, "Oh, silence is my habit. Silence is uninterrupted speech. How could they record it? What is silence? How can anyone record that silence?" After saying that, he resumed silence. Those who could see his radiant face at that time were really fortunate, for the luster that radiated from his eyes was so powerful that developed souls who had the ability to absorb it got their ignorance annihilated. Subsequently, someone who was sitting in the hall inquired, "Bhagavan always gives great prominence to Mauna. Does it mean that speech has no value?" Bhagavan: "Speech is the great grandson of Mauna. That being so, how could speech have the same value as Mauna?" Questioner: "What exactly is the meaning of saying great grandson?" Bhagavan: "It is like this. Some flash of light must come out of the Antaratma, inner self, that must assume the shape of Sankalpa, intention, thought. And it is only after that that it could assume the shape of your word. Has not that word thus become a creature of the fourth generation, a great grandson?" Though Bhagavan gave great prominence to Mauna, he did extend his abundant grace to ordinary people, imparting his teachings by word of mouth also. He would explain, "If one inquires who it is that hears, eats, or sees things, one inevitably gets the reply, 'I, I.' If one turns one's mind inward, searches, and tries to find out who that I is, one realizes that it is one's own self. The self is omnipresent and omnipotent. This inquiry is very easy." This teaching used to please and satisfy all people alike, the theists and the atheists, the religious bigots and the ordinary men. Once an atheist came to Bhagavan and said, "Swami, where is he who is called God? So far as I am concerned, he is non-existent." Bhagavan looked at him with sympathy and said, "All right, let us suppose there is no God whatsoever. You are in existence, aren't you?" Questioner: "Yes, I am in existence. How could it be otherwise?" "Yes, I am." Bhagavan: "Yes, that is enough. You have said that you do exist. Who exactly is that you? Where are you? Where do you end up ultimately? First inquire about that." Questioner: "What about God then?" Bhagavan: "Why do you worry about that? Whether he is existent or non-existent, you are sure that you are existent. Find out the origin of yourself. If you seek and find yourself, we will see if the question about God arises thereafter." The questioner had nothing more to say. At times, when people of different religions came and praised their own religious heads, Bhagavan used to tell them, that which is only one. Some call it Shakti, some Shiva, some Vishnu, some Jesus, and some Allah. People give it whatever names they like. What does it matter if the names they give are different? That which is only one. Sourced from Sri Ramana Jyoti, Souvenir, 1969.